The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Zayin discusses the halachos of an ach sinai, somebody who's a guest in another person's house, and the circumstances under which he will have to light there. So the Mechaber writes that if he has a Pesach Basuach La'atmo, he has his own place, his own Pesach where he's staying, so then even if he's only sleeping in that place, but he's eating somewhere else, so he will light in the place where he sleeps. The Ramah writes, this man is there, when there's no problem of chashad, then he would light in the place where he eats. And that's considered to be his ikar, the place where he eats. So the Nos HaKelim here point out, the Taz, the Magen Avram, this is talking about somebody who's doing so in somewhat kavua fashion. For example, here in the yeshiva, you sleep upstairs in the dorm rooms, and you eat in the dining room. That's a pretty kavua arrangement. You're here for a while. So that's what we're talking about. So you light in the dining room. But somebody who's just going to eat at his friend's house for dinner, be'akrai, so that's not his house. He doesn't have a right to light there at all. This is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan as well, that a person needs to be somewhat kavua in that place in order to be able to consider that his bias that he's going to light Hanukkah candles there. Going out for dinner does not suffice in this regard. So the most common, if a person is staying overnight, so he's having dinner and he's staying or sleeping there, he's staying overnight, so then he's already considered to be kavua enough that he can light there. This is something that I think not everyone is aware of, and certainly something to keep in mind for next week, especially if you have some time off, that if you go out, you're going to go out for dinner, you go out for a Hanukkah party, whatever it is, that doesn't mean that you can light in that location. A person should work out the timing that he can light at home before he goes, or after he comes back, or if absolutely necessary, he can even light before Shkia, after Plag HaMincha, or he can appoint a Shaliach to light for him. But just to go out for dinner, for a Hanukkah party, to light there, that doesn't seem to be acceptable. I did see in the Sefer Mikrei Kodesh, the green one, Rav Harari, a quote from Mordechai Eliyahu, that if you're going to be in that location from before Plag HaMincha until late at night, and then you're going to go home to your sleep, then you can light there. I'm not really sure how to understand this psak. I don't think it fits very well with the Taz Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah, etc. But I suppose that he doesn't really explain it. It must be that he understood that a Krai Balma means only for a window of time during at the ideal Zman Adlaka, but not if you're going to cover the entire span of available lighting times. But the standard assumption, as far as I understand, is not like that. That if a person is just going out for, even if it covers that entire span, that would not be sufficient to be able to light there. What if you're staying overnight and then you're staying there the next day as well? But you're not going to stay over the second night. You're going to go home. So, for example, a person goes away for Shabbos, and then he's going to go home mostly Shabbos. But when Shabbos is over, that's the ideal time for that's where we should light right away. Or, for example, for those who are going on the trip next week to Poland, you're going to leave Tuesday night. You're going to be here Monday night. Tuesday night lighting time, you'll still be here, but you're not going to sleep here. You're going to be going on a trip. So I did see that Rav Avadya Seif holds that It goes by where you sleep. If you're, let's say, you go away for Shabbos, and now it's mostly Shabbos, if you're not going to sleep there. So with regard to that day, so it's basically just the place where you are now. It's basically just a place where you were eating. You ate your meals there, but you're going to sleep somewhere else. So you have to go back to where you're going to sleep in order to be able to light there. However, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, according to Halicha Shlomo, and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and the Emes Yaakov, and others disagree with this psak. They say that it's not a din in where you sleep. Where you sleep is just a factor that allows you to be considered to be somewhat kavua in that place. Once you're already kavua in that place, because you stayed there overnight the previous night, you stayed for Shabbos, so then you're already kavua there until you leave. So then, they say it would be preferable to light in the place where you're located now, because that's the proper time for lighting, and to stay there for a while, at least a half an hour, in order to be able to continue to be there during the Zman Adlaka, and then to go home after that. Have a wonderful day. Please do stack the chairs.